Welcome to this Abide meditation. I'm Ben. Have you ever gotten stitches? The doctor didn't just enter the room and start sewing, did they? They probably asked what happened and what you could feel in the area. They probably tried to figure out how deep your cut was and determined if it would need anything besides stitches to heal fully. They needed all of the information they could get. Before we proceed, take a deep breath, hold it in for a moment, and then slowly release it. Your community can help you heal from any pain that has been caused by sin in your life. And you can do the same for them. James 5:16 instructs us to, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. You're promised that these prayers have power, so have confidence when you turn to your community. Seek their help with whatever it is you're struggling with, and rest in the knowledge that God has put your community in your life to help you grow. Giving yourself stitches isn't impossible, but it's better to ask for help. God has put people in your life to help you diagnose and treat your sins. Who do you trust enough to help you heal? Don't be afraid to reach out to them and let them help you. Dear Heavenly Father, today, I ask for healing. I know that I have patterns of sin in my life that can cause pain, and I want to recover from them. I want to be more like you, and I want to live in health and freedom. I pray that you will lift up community around me to help me do that. And I pray that we would grow in trust and vulnerability with each other. It's scary, but it's necessary. I ask in your Son's name. Amen. If you haven't made confession a practice in your life, be encouraged to find someone to pray with you through things you need to confess. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.